Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's number one, Addie Stater. Stater with a serve, fielded by Pauls. Walsh with a set. Weiss softly taps it over. Arrows popping right back to him. Pauls to Walsh to Weiss. Drives it over and got it down, and we're tied. 19 apiece here in this one, and Elevie Weiss raising the game. Taylor Wirtz is in the front left, and Aubrey Kolstad will serve for Richland Center. Lancaster in serve-receive mode. Couple of dribbles, and here's the approach on the line drive serve. Fielded near side by the Arrows. Foley passes left. McDonald takes it over. Good recovery by Razick. Back it goes. Popped over by Adeline Wirtz. Arrows try again. Horth with the set. Punch back row by Foley, and that one is out of bounds. Hornets take the lead at 20-19 here in the second. And pivotal set. Serving for the Hornets will be Aubrey Kolstad. Kolstad comes up, run up, and there's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. There's Horth. Left side shot by McDonald. Into the net, it walks over. Wow, that was a big hit by Lancaster, and somehow it got over the net to make it 20-20 here in the second. Asia McDonald will serve down to the wire in set number two. McDonald's serve, played by Pauls. Here's the quick set right side and shot by Weiss. Back row, fielded there by Rukoff. Back to the left, and now taking a shot and getting it down is Audrey Foley. And Lancaster leads 21-20. Foley with a kill, and the Hornets take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. Lancaster leads by one. Down to crunch time in set number two here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Lancaster serves an ace. And we're back to it here. An ace by Asia McDonald. And the Arrows lead it by two, 22-20. Hornets trying to recover here in this one at RCHS Fieldhouse. There's the serve, fielded now by Razick. There's the set on the right side. And Wirtz, a shot blocked back by the Arrows, kept live now by Razick. Punched over on the far side by the Arrows. They'll set it up for Morgan, who takes a shot. Rebound back by Pauls, blocked back by Burr, pushed over by Kolstad. And the Arrows try again for the left side, taking a shot. Foley kept live. Whoa, what a play by Kolstad. And now punched over by Pauls for the back row. Lancaster tries again. We've got a volley going now. Here's a set back to Weiss, and she got it in. And the Hornets are back on track, 22-21. That was a volley. Both teams just gunning it back and forth. Coming in now for the Hornets will be Ella Clements. Back row is Tate and Razick to do the honors. Lancaster leading by one, 22-21. There's the serve, fielded by the Arrows. Pass to the left side. Morgan takes a shot. Cut off by Pauls. Kolstad back to the middle, and Clements, nope, into the net. And it's going to be a point on a double hit, it looks like, 23-21. Arrows by two and within two of going out tonight. Coming in to serve is Susie Hoffman. Hoffman way in the back row. And here's the serve. Fielded by Razick. Quick set by Kolstad. Near side taking a shot. Down it goes. Free ball back by the Arrows. Out of bounds. Clements put a charge into one. That is now a one-point set, 23-22, Lancaster. Here comes the run-up and the serve by Wirtz, played by Stater. There's the set in the middle, softly tapped in by the Arrows. Addison Morgan gives Lancaster game point, 24-22. My, oh, my. Hornets looked like they were maybe ripe for a sweep here tonight when they went up by 10 to win the opener, but Lancaster has battled back. They are playing strong here in the second, and the Hornets, are they using a timeout? They will. Timeout taken by Richland Center, so we'll be back in 30 seconds, 24-22, Lancaster here on WRCO Sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Some other scores on the Philly Flip Phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Unfortunately, the Dodgers beat the Brewers tonight, 3-1. Mineral Point leads Riverdale 2-0. North Crawford up on Ithaca 1-0. So he tells you the Richland Center Ithaca boys are conference champions of the Platteville Cross Country Meet. All right, here we go. Lancaster with game point. They lead it 24-22. Here's the serve by Horace. Fielded by the Hornets. Nope, that's the game point. Serve for an ace by Riley Horst, and we are even. We're going at least four tonight. 25-22 as Lancaster comes in with the serve on game point to make it a three-point win. Match is back to even at one apiece. Hornets won the opener, 25-15. Lancaster wins the second, 25-22. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School football team prepares for week number 9 and eventually, hopefully, the playoffs. I talked to Coach Andy Troxel this week about how the team is health-wise.
And what's really kind of been nice about this is we have been really surprised to get Liam Fingerson back. And so, you know, for the first time in about a month, we'll be at full strength, you know, going into this last SWC contest with Prairie.
Last week's game must have been a fun one for you.
It was. You know, I mean, we talked all week about just the mentality going down, you know, and playing Broadhead and 2 hours away, you know, that we just needed to go 1-0. And they got 120-some opportunities, right, to go 1-0. And so they were dialed in. And for whatever reason, we play a lot better on the road. You know, I don't know if it's just a focus thing or whatever, but I was very, very pleased with our execution right from the get-go, all the way around with all three phases.
That's Coach Andy Troxel, Richland Center host, Prairie du Chien for the 9th week of the season. And then we'll find out Saturday morning about playoff possibilities from the WIAA.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
We're even in sets at one apiece here. The Lancaster Flying Arrows, led by Maddie Burr, with three kills in the second set, two kills from Audrey Foley and an ace from Riley Horth on game point for Richland Center. Six kills from Elevie Weiss and three from Danica Pauls in the second. And the Hornets drop game number two. We're going to a third. The Hornets back to the left and Lancaster to the right. Richland Center winning both of the JV matches, JV1 and JV2 this evening. So Lancaster gets set to serve and get it going. Addison Morgan will serve. These teams played to a four-set match last time with the Hornets winning. There's the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. There's a quick set. Paul softly taps it over. Fielded by the Arrows. Horth to the left side. Ball drives it over. Back row Hornets. There's a set. And the Hornets don't call it. It drops in. 1-0. Lancaster in the lead. Serving again will be Addison Morgan. Morgan with the whistle. And there's the approach. Fielded now on the left side by Adeline Wirtz. Quick set shot by Pauls. Tipped by Lancaster. And kept live. They'll punch it over on the hit by Foley. Back row, Razik. Set to the left side. Pauls softly taps it over. Fielded now by McDonald. And punched over by Morgan. Back row, Hornets. Back to the middle. Clements drives it over. Fielded by Horth. Good job there. And now the backside lifted over by Ball. Here's a set for Pauls. Shot is over. And down it goes. Pauls drove it through the block attempt, and we're tied at one. Toma and Aquinas tied at one. Hornets are in the same half sectional with LaCrosse Aquinas. Here's the serve, fielded by Lancaster, back to the near side, driving it over is Lancaster. Free ball back by Adeline Wirtz, and again a try on the right side by Ball. Back row Hornets, Walsh, and now J.C. Gander gets it over. Arrows set it. Down the line, it's Wirtz. There's Walsh, and then Paul softly taps it over. Diving in there, Lancaster got it, but I believe there's a net violation on the Arrows, and there is. Hornets take a 2-1 lead. River Valley leading Dodgeville, 2-0 this evening in Southwest Conference play. Here's the serve by Ella Clements, dug by Rukoff. Back to the middle, taking a shot over there, and the hit was Burr. Hornets keep it live, and then Pauls hits it over at hit number three. Lancaster tries again from the back row, driven over by Morgan. Cut off by Weiss. Walsh, left side, Pauls for the kill. Wow, that one went. Could hardly see the ball going down the line on that big-time hit. 3-1. Pauls and the Hornets take a 3-1 lead, and Richland Center will serve. Great crowd on hand for this one tonight. Getting the whistle is Clements, and here's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Horth with the set. Shot by the Arrows. Walsh pops it to the ceiling. Now Gander to the left side. Pauls into the net. 3-2, Lancaster back within a point. Cuba City has defeated Boscobel 3-0 tonight on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Audrey Foley is into the front left for Lancaster. There's the serve. Wirtz, all-out effort, gets the save, and now back to Weiss, hits it into the net. We're tied at three. Hornets trying to get back in step with their passing and their hitting, and right now the Arrows have tied it up in the third. Rukoff coming up with a run-up, and there's the serve. Near side, cut off by Pauls. Walsh to the left, Weiss takes a shot. Nope, into the net. It did not make the block, and the Arrows take a lead of 4-3. Rukoff will keep serving for Coach Devlin and the Arrows. Here's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Walsh hits it over at hit number two. Good save by Horth. Ball is at the net. Blocked by Walsh. Pushed back by McDonald. And there is a double hit called on the Arrows. So the Hornets get a point right back. And we're tied at four. Side out Richland Center for Danica Pauls. Some of that stellar service that she has done through her career. Here's the line drive played. Oh, now down it goes. There's an ace for Danica Pauls. And the Hornets take the lead of 5-4. Boy, when she is on, and she had a good run of serves in the first set tonight, which Richland Center won. Here's the serve. Line drive near side. Lancaster again being out of the proper rows and lines, and that'll make it a point for the Hornets, and they go up by 2-6-4. That's the second time that has happened tonight. So, awaiting the whistle by the official. And here we go. It's going to be a serve for Danica Pauls. Left side, it's going to be free ball back by the Arrows, back to the Hornets. There's Wall setting it up. Wirtz takes a shot at one. Back row, it's going to be Rukoff. Horth And then Rukoff gets it over. Pauls to Walsh to Weiss. Hullaby drives it over, fielded by the Arrows. Near side, McDonald. Walsh tries again. Weiss softly taps it. Blocked by the Hornets. And that's four hits, I believe. That'll be four hits. A point for the Arrows. 6-5. Arrows within a point in the third. We're even in sets tonight at one. Coming in is Addie Stater to serve for the Lancaster Arrows. Stater with a run-up. There is the serve. Fielded near side by Pauls. Walsh gives it down the line by Wirtz. Taken by the Arrows. Hitting over on hit number two. There's Pauls again. Adeline Wirtz takes it down the line. Nice fielding it by Addison Morgan. Back to the right side. Driving it over is Burr. Getting it down for Lancaster. We are tied at six. So the Arrows will serve again. 10th conference match here for both of these teams. Last night of the regular season. It goes by fast. First match is typically the first few days of September, somewhere in that area. And then it culminates right around the middle to late October. There's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Quick set. Weiss with a hit. Got it down. Hornets finally able to get one over that Lancaster block attempt. The Arrows have been tough of the net tonight. 7-6 Richland Center. Aubrey Kolstad is in. Aubrey will serve. And Taylor Wirtz, front left for Richland Center. Leading 7-6. The match even at one. Here's the serve. Far side, fielded now by the Arrows. Horth sets it right side. Taking it over is McDonald. Hornets try for the back row. Pauls takes a shot. Fielded by Morgan. Good dig there on the left side. There's McDonald driving it over again. Pauls back row. Kolstad sets. Shot blocked by Lancaster. They'll try again. Punching it over and getting it in. That is Asia McDonald, and we are tied at seven. Serving will be the Lancaster Arrows here this evening. Side out Arrows. 7-7 ball game. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets and blocked by Lancaster. The initial pass hung on the net, and the Arrows get it down. Relly Horth leads the way. That makes it 8-7, Lancaster. Arrows will serve. McDonald on the right side, fielded by Pauls. There's Kolstad with a set, and driving it over there is Weiss. Back to the left side, Foley drops it back row and missed the line. Out of bounds. We're tied at 8. This one kind of crawling along after the second set went nearly the duration. 25-15, Hornets won the opener. Platteville won the second, 25-22. Here's the serve by Razik. Set, and now on the near side, shot by Morgan, blocked by the Hornets. It comes back to Richland Center. There's the set. Taking it over is going to be Clements, and then the Arrows respond. Here's the pass back to the left side, punched over by Wirtz. Here's the shot by Lancaster, blocked by Taylor Wirtz. Clements up on that one, blocked it down. Hornets take a 9-8 lead. Ella Clements with good net play, and Richland Center will serve. Back to do the honors is Tatum Rizik. Tatum with the approach, and there it is to the back row. Fielded by the Arrows, they'll pop it up. Rukoff sends it to the left, and now popped over. The Arrows try it again. Left side shot is over the top by Wirtz. Arrows try again, going left to right. Now it goes on the hit by Addison Morgan, and we are tied at 9. No one able to really gain much advantage here. Hoffman is in to serve for Lancaster, and Olivia Dahl is in to do the honors front left for the Arrows. Here's the approach and the serve, fielded by Razik. Passes to the front, pass to the left side, and Clements takes it over. Fielded now by the Arrows. They'll work it to the middle. Driving it over is Morgan. Back row, Pauls. Set by Kolstad. Wirtz, a shot blocked by the Arrows. And now Clements drives it over for the Hornets. Back row. Arrows pass left. Bale with a shot. Got it in. And the Arrows lead it by a score of 10-9. First kill in the fourth, or in the third, for Olivia Bale, and that'll bring it back for Susie Hoffman, who will serve for the Arrows. 10-9 in the lead here in the third. The Arrows playing well against a second-place Southwest Conference team. There's the serve. Far side, Pauls gets the dig. Quick set. Taylor Wirtz recovers, drives it over. Here comes the set by Horth. Near side, Bale. Ball blocked by Clements. Lancaster punches it out of bounds. And we are tied at 10 in the third. Back to serve for Richland Center will be Adeline Wirtz. Here's the serve. Played by Stater. Pass to the right side. Punched over by Morgan. Kept live by Wirtz. Taylor Wirtz from the near side shot. Blocked by the arrows. It may not have been blocked. Looks like it hit the top of the net. Came back to the Hornets. That's four hits. And the arrows lead it 11-10. Maddie Burr returns to the front. And Relly Horth will serve for the Arrows. Lancaster visiting and leading tonight 11-10. There's the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. Quick set, and there's punched over by Clements. Played by the Arrows. Hit over on hit number two, and that one is out of bounds on the attempt. That'll make it an 11-11 ball game in the third. Very pivotal third set here tonight. Which team can gain advantage and force the other team to win two in a row? Here comes the approach. Line drive serve by the Hornets. Ball passed to the right side. Punched over by the Arrows. And a net violation for the Hornets is going to get a point on the side of the Arrows. That will make it 12-11 Lancaster in the third. Audrey Foley is checking in for the Arrows. Checking out. Asia McDonald is in. And back to serve is Olivia Bale. She'll serve. Lancaster by a point. Adeline Wirtz back to Rainey Walsh. And hit over by J.C. Gander. The Arrows try it from the right side, taking the angle. Going to be played on the near side by the Hornets. And now Gander gets it over from Clements. The Arrows try from the middle, taking a shot. Getting it in is Maddie Burr. And the Arrows go up 13-11. Burr with a kill here in set number three. Timeout to chase the ball down, and the Arrows will serve again. Addison Morgan will do the honors. Morgan steps up, and here is the serve. It's cut off by Rainey Walsh. Pass to the left side. Popped over that time by Gander. Arrows try it from the right, taking a shot. That one takes off and out of bounds for McDonald. That's a point for Richland Center as they turn the tide a little bit. Arrows have had the upper hand, however. Their two-point lead now down to one. And here comes Ella Clements with the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Quick set. Shot over the top that time by Burr. Played to Weiss. She'll pop it over for the Hornets. Here's the right side shot. One hand saved by Pauls. Walsh pops it over. Got it down. And we are tied at 13. Well played by Weiss and Walsh in the front. And Ella Clements in the back row will serve, trying to give the Hornets a lead. Here's the serve, fielded by the Arrows, set to the right side, hooked over the top that time by Bale. And now the left side, Paul's shot, got it down. Might have been a net violation, though. I think the pass led her just a little bit too far. So a point for the Arrows. That makes it 14-13 on a Richland Center net violation. Serving will be Lauren Rukoff. Lauren with the approach, and there's the serve. Fielded near side by Razik. Pass to Weiss. Elevy takes it over. Diving dig Rukoff. Can't get much out of it. That one is out of bounds, and it's a point for the Hornets. 14 apiece here in this one. Going to be another marathon tonight at Richland Center High School. Neither team able to gain much of an advantage. Pauls with an excellent serve. Fielded by Rukoff. Back to the Hornets. Left side. Here is Adeline Wirtz. Shot blocked by Lancaster. Back to the Hornets. Walsh punches it over, but that's going to be a double hit on the Hornets. And Lancaster goes up 15-14. Coming in is Addie Stater to serve. Stater in the back row. Mineral Point has defeated Riverdale by sweep 3-0 tonight in high school volleyball. There's the serve by the Arrows. Hornets work at Paul's far left, and now Wirtz can't get it over on hit number three, and the Arrows lead by two. 16-14 in the third. Cashton and Brookwood are tied at one. Ithaca North Crawford tied at one. Here's the serve by the Arrows. Kept live by the Hornets. Far side, Adeline Wirtz gets that one over. Fielded now by Horth. Drives it over now on the hit, does McDonald. Hornets get it back to the middle, and Weiss drives it through the attempt by Lancaster and got it down for a kill. 16-15 on the kill by Ellaby Weiss. And the Hornets will serve. Aubrey Kohlstedt back to do the honors. And Taylor Wirtz in the front left. Arrows by one in the third. There's the serve. Fielded by Rukoff. There's the set. Popping it over there is Horth. Back to the left side, Adeline Wirtz. Shot blocked by Lancaster. Back to the Hornets. And here is Taylor Wirtz driving it back row to the Arrows. Rukoff right side. Burr drives it over. Fielded by Wirtz. There's Kohlstedt. There's Weiss. And that one is out of bounds. Lancaster by two. 17-15. Belleville has swept New Glarus 3-0. Belleville is a first-round WIAA opponent for the River Valley Blackhawks next week. Here comes the run-up by Lancaster, leading by two. Fielded by Wirtz. Back to Taylor from Adeline, and then driving it over is Kohlstedt. Arrows try from the left side, taking a shot is Morgan, and got it through. Arrows go up by three, 18-15. Timeout by Richland Center. We'll be back in 1 minute with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Lancaster leading by three after a Richland Center timeout. Here comes the approach by the Arrows, and there's the serve, and that one is out of bounds. Lancaster hasn't made a lot of mistakes here lately, but that was one, so it gives it back to the Hornets, and that makes it 18-16 down the stretch in the third set. We're even at one. Hornets won the opener. Lancaster won the second. Tatum Razick will serve. Razick drives it down the middle of the board, fielded by McDonald, pass to the right side, taking a shot is Foley, and it's going to be blocked back by the Hornets, but out of bounds. Arrows lead it, 19-16 in the third, and the Arrows will serve it. That will be Susie Hoffman to do the honors. Susie is back and running. Coming up with a line drive serve, far side, fielded there by Tatum Razick. Wirtz gets it back. Taylor gets the kill from Aubrey Kohlstedt. That'll make it 19-17. Richland Center back on track. And a side out for Adeline Wirtz. Here's Adeline's serve. Line drive near side, fielded by the Arrows. Pass to the right. They'll take a shot. Bale's shot, fielded by Wirtz. Back to the middle. Clements drives it over and got it down. Wirtz back in business, looking a little bit more like they can play. Nice passing. That makes it 19-18. RC within one. Timeout for the ball to be retrieved and brought back. And serving with the run-up. Here comes the serve by Wirtz. Fielded by Lancaster. They'll work it to Bale. She'll drive it over. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Here's the set. Taylor Wirtz takes it over and down it goes. And we're tied at 19. Taylor Wirtz getting a nice one, and the Hornets, good teamwork. Aubrey Kohlstedt with the assist. Here comes Adeline Wirtz with a run-up again. Line drive, nope, net serve. Right back to Lancaster. 20-19. They take it back on the net serve, and a side out for the Arrows. Matty Burr is now in for Lancaster. The whistle and Relly Harth with the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Pass to the left side and Danica Paul. Shot blocked down by Lancaster's Matty Burr. They're up 21-19. Matty Burr with the kill. Relly Harth will serve. Orth with a couple of dribbles and now standing in, and there's the line drive serve. Far side, Hornets leave it go, and it's out of bounds. And so now Richland Center within one. 21-20 on the Lancaster service error. Audrey Foley is checking in for the Arrows. Lauren Rukoff, the libero player. And here comes Rainey Walsh for the serve for Richland Center. Fielded by the Arrows. Horth to the right side. Burr drives it over. Back row for the Hornets. Quick set to the left. And here is Pauls for the kill. Tipped by Lancaster. Kept live. And they'll pop it back to the right and drive it over. There's Walsh. Pass to the net. Nobody there to really entertain a chance to keep it going for hit number two. And the Arrows lead 22-20 here in the third. Lancaster trying to take a lead in this match. Morgan with the run-up, and there is the line drive serve. Fielded by Razick. Walsh to the left side. Pauls for the kill. Got it in. 22-21. Danica Pauls with the kill for Richland Center. Trying to win in comeback mode here tonight in the third set. Ella Clements serves it. Fielded by the Arrows. There's a set for the middle. Shot block. Weiss pops it back to the right side after Burr's initial hit. Now the pass to Relly Horst. She gets it over. Fielded by Clements. Back to the left side. Pauls for the kill. Got it down. Hornets have tied it up at 22 on two straight kills from Danica Pauls. And Richland Center now will attempt to take the lead. Third set action. 22 apiece. Ella Clements gets the whistle. Here it is. Prime time with the serve down the middle. Rukoff will pass it. Horth on the near side taking a shot. And the Hornets, did they tip it? They did. That's a point for Lancaster. They go up 23-22. Arrows with a lead in this one. Down the boulevard in set number three. Arrows within two of going out and a one-point lead on Richland Center. Rukoff with the serve. Played now by Pauls. There is Walsh. Ball hangs on the net. Blocked down by Lancaster. Matty Burr gives Lancaster game point. 24-22. And the Arrows leading it. Trying to take a 2-1 lead in this match. Timeout Richland Center. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more on WRCO Sports.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday night. High school football coming up tomorrow night. Richland Center with a very important one against Prairie du Chien. Trying to play spoiler as far as the conference race and also trying to better their chances for a really good seed in the upcoming playoffs. Belmont 3-0 winners over Cassville tonight. River Valley has swept Dodgeville. And here is Lancaster with game point on Richland Center in the third. There is the set by the Hornets. Back to the near side. Pauls drops it over and got it in. So the Hornets are within a point. Looking for new life now. 24-23. Serving will be Danica Pauls for Richland Center. Pauls starting on the far side with a run up. Here's the line drive serve and Rukoff pops it up. Pass now by Morgan, and Foley hits it into the net, and we're tied at 24. 24 apiece in the third set. Now Lancaster will use a timeout. Hornets and Lancaster even at one, and now we're at 24 apiece in the third set. Back in 30 seconds with more on WRCO Sports.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Although the Hornets have scored 2 points in a row during this set, it's been pretty difficult for any team to score very many in a row. So you've got to win by two now. We've got overtime in the third set. Tied at 24 here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Back after the timeout, the Hornets will serve. Person with the most aces on the year, Danica Pauls, will serve it up, trying to give the Hornets a lead. Here's the approach and the line drive serve, and Lancaster free balls it over, and it's out of bounds. Hornets get a point, 25-24. Danica Pauls will try to win it right here for the Hornets. Back to go, here we are, and Pauls with a run-up, and there's the line drive serve, near side, popped up by Lancaster to the ceiling. They play it to the left side, and McDonald drives it over, fielded by Pauls, ball hanging at the net, blocked back by Foley, pushed over by Pauls. Lancaster again, right side, driving it over now is Burr, back row Razek, left side, Evelyn Wirtz drops it over, fielded by Horst. Here's the pass to McDonald, drives it over, Razek, good dig, pass to the right side, J.C. Gander drives it over, back row, Hawk, it's going to be passed to the left side, over for the Hornets. Here's Weiss, ball blocked by Lancaster, Weiss again, blocked by Lancaster, and we're tied at 25. Maddie Burr and Elevie Weiss going head-to-head at the net, 25 apiece in the third. In for Lancaster is Addie Stater, number one. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Stater with a couple of dribbles. Steps up, there's the serve, fielded by Pauls. There's Walsh, left side, Gander takes a shot, fielded by Stater. Here's Horth, back to Morgan, she drives it over. Popped up by Pauls. Pass to the right side. The Hornets get it over. Horace will set it up. Taking a shot is Lancaster. It's going to be played by Pauls. Walsh, Weiss blocked again by Lancaster. Back to the Hornets. Left side and popping it over is Razek. Lancaster passing it to the left. Taking a shot. Getting it in is Asia McDonald. And Lancaster takes the lead. 26-25. McDonald with a kill. And the Hornets now with their backs against the wall again. Lancaster with game point, 26-25. Arrows, second time they've had game point in the third set. Here we go. Hornets in serve receive mode. There's the serve. Far side, Razek. And now Walsh gets it to run hit number two. Played by the Arrows. Pass to the right side. Popped over by Foley. Back to the right side. Gander drives it over. Here is Lancaster for the back row. Shot to the back row of the Hornets. Pauls, Walsh, left side, Adeline Wirtz down the line. Got it in. And we're tied. 26-26 in the third game. In for the Hornets. Going to the front left is Taylor Wirtz. Aubrey Kolstad in the back. Back to even at 26 in the third game. Kolstad with a run-up. Here's the line drive serve. Back row, Rukoff for the Arrows. Horth sets it. Foley will tap it over. Back row, Kolstad. Wirtz to Weiss, and down it goes with a slam dunk. Perfect assist by Wirtz. And the Hornets lead it 27-26. Timeout Lancaster. Oh, my goodness. This one, I'm not sure if it will end. And we're only in the third set. Tied at one. Hornets won the opener, 25-15. Lancaster won the second, 25-22. And we're back to a Richland Center lead now, 27-26. The Arrows use a timeout. Hornets with game point. Richland Center had game point at 25-24, so no stranger to that. They're going to try to get it done here and to force the Arrows to really dig deep in the fourth. Best of five tonight. You didn't hear the Brewers lost to the Dodgers. That's kind of a bleak state of affairs. 3-1 Dodgers tied at one for quite a long time. I was hoping the Brewers were going to turn it around tonight. I kind of have a feeling they would, but not to be. Here we go. 27-26. Aubrey Colstead serves for the Richland Center Hornets. Lancaster plays it. Horth sets it on the right side. Taking a shot is Foley. Going to be blocked now by Weiss. Back it goes. Taking a shot is McDonald. Down the line. Pauls plays it. It hits the net. Hornets can't play the count. And guess what? We're tied again. 27 apiece. Lancaster will serve. Arrows will do the honors. Asia McDonald gets the whistle. Asia with a line drive serve. Fielded now by Razik. Ball to the left side, and Taylor Wirtz for the kill. Got it down. Hornets go back up. They've got game point again, 28-27. Taylor Wirtz having a big third set. He's got a couple of really key kills. And now Richland Center trying to win it in the third. Tatum Razik will serve. Lancaster in serve-receive mode. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Arrows. Rukoff passes it right side. Taking a shot is Morgan. There's Pauls in the back row to Colstead. Then Taylor Wirtz for the win. Blocked by Lancaster. Back to Ella Clement. She gets it over. Arrows back to the back row. There's a shot by Stater. Played by Pauls. Colstead. Clement drives it in. And the Hornets finally win this one. 29-27. Ella Clements with the win on game point from Aubrey Colstead's assist. And Hornets take a 2-1 lead in the match. We'll be back. It's only the third one. We'll go back to the fourth. Coming up here after a couple of minutes, you're listening to our high school volleyball coverage tonight from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more, all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Feel like we played a five-set match in just that one set. Richland Center finally winning it 29-27, and they're up 2-1 in some stats in the third set. It was Danica Pauls with five kills and an ace. Also, Ella V. Weiss with three kills, two kills and a block for Ella Clements, who got the point on game point. For Richland Center, for Lancaster, four kills for Maddie Burr and two kills for Asia McDonald. We go to set number four. Hornets have won the first and third tonight, 25-22 and 29-27. Lancaster won the second, 25-21. First serve of the fourth, there it is, by Walsh. Lancaster trying to return, trip from the left side, driving it over. Fielded down the near side by Wirtz. And Adeline now to Pauls. Shot by Walsh is going to be blocked. Back it goes to the near side. Shot by Pauls. Blocked by Lancaster. Net violation called on the Hornets. And that's a Lancaster point. 1-0 the score here in the fourth. Some other scores, some becoming finals at this hour. We'll keep you posted on those. Courtesy of the Filmy Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Addison Morgan with the run-up and the 1-0 lead for Lancaster. There's the serve. Pauls pushes it over after the dig, and then it's slapped right back down by Maddie Burr of Lancaster. They go up by a score of 2-0. Back it goes to Addison Morgan of Lancaster, who will serve it. Morgan steps up, and here it is to the right side. Diving dig Wirtz. Ball at the net. Blocked down. Again, there's Maddie Burr. And Lancaster leads 3-0. So the Arrows bouncing right back here, doing a good job. And now the Hornets in serve-receive mode. Addison Morgan will step up. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve. Fielded near side by Pauls. Set. Back it comes. And then Pauls tries to drive it over and got it out of bounds on the low set there by Clements. And Pauls trying to maybe beat him to the back row. Couldn't quite get it done. And Lancaster all of a sudden leads 4-0. Addison Morgan with the run-up and the line drive served by the Arrows. And that's an ace. And the Arrows lead it by a score of 5-0. Hornets not using a lot of fire from the win in that third emotional set. Lancaster using it. And they're off to a 5-0 lead. Timeout, Richland Center. Back in 1 minute from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Welcome back to Richland Center. Hornets trying to get back on track with a return trip. There's a hit by Pauls, and down it goes, and the Hornets are on the board. 5-1. Richland Center struggling out of the gate, but getting back on track, and a side out coming up for the Hornets. Some have early Halloween costumes on tonight as well in the crowd. Bill Twining went as a wrestling announcer, I believe. There's the serve by Richland Center. There's the set. Back to the middle, driving it over, and down it goes for Maddie Burr, and that makes it 6-1. Burr has been tough on the Hornets. She's got two kills and a block in the early going of this fourth set tonight at RCHS. Lauren Rukoff back to do the honors for the Arrows. Lancaster by five. This one passed by Pauls to Walsh. Danica gets it back, drives it over. Tipped by Lancaster, kept alive, and Horth gets it over. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Back to the middle. Weiss drives it over. Nice fielding it there by Orth. Now the ball on the left side. Driving it over is Lancaster on the hit by McDonald. Hornets set it up for Paul. Drives it in. And the Hornets get a point. That makes it 6-2. Danica Pauls with a kill. They'll rotate around. And Danica will serve again for Richland Center. Gets the ball back to the left side. And we'll see what's way she goes. She always serves either all the way to the left or all the way to the right. This time she's on the fan side and drives a line drive. That's Rukoff getting it over on a free ball. Back it goes on a hit by Clements. Kept live now by the Arrows, and they'll pop it over. Back row raise it. Nobody really to accept her pass, and it dropped in the middle, and Lancaster leads by 5-7-2. Here in the fourth for the Arrows, Addie Stater checks in. Maddie Burr rotates out. Stater will serve. Gets the whistle from the official. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by Pauls. Here's a quick set to the right side. Driving it over there is going to be Gander. Down to the left side, Lancaster down the line and in on the hit by Aubrey Foley. That makes it 8-2. Foley with the kill here. Lancaster working hard. They've got to win two in a row against the Hornets, and they're up by 6 in the fourth. Here comes the whistle. Line drive to the right side. Fielded now by Pauls. Walsh and then Weiss. Shot blocked by the Arrows. Pushed back by the Hornets. Net violation, or no, double hit called on the Hornets. And that'll give Lancaster a 7-point lead. 9-2 here in the fourth. Time out for a moment. And let's see here. The Arrows, there's some question of whether that was a actual point. They're going to say they're going to wave that one off. After further consideration, they wave off the point and they reserve it. So it's 8-2 Lancaster. Here comes Stater with the serve. And then it's going to be fielded by Gander. There's the set. Weiss drives it over. Down it goes. But out of bounds, says the line judge. That one just missed, and now it is 9-2. Lancaster with the serve. Coming up, Hornets lead it 2-1. Here in the match, Lancaster leads 9-2 in the fourth. There's the serve, fielded by Gander. Quick set, and then Walsh drops it in. Nice play by the Hornets. Center gets Richland Center back on track, 9-3. Sometimes that's what you need, somebody to kind of pull it, get a point, get it right, get it side out. And Aubrey Kolstad will serve for Richland Center. Here's the approach, and Aubrey's serve, fielded by Rukoff, pass to Horth. On the left side, Lancaster drives it over. Nice hit. Asia McDonald gives the Arrows a 10-3 lead with the kill. Lancaster by 7 in the fourth. Serving will be McDonald. Asia steps up. There's the line drive on the far side, played by Poles. Kolstad to Taylorwork. She drives it back row, fielded by Stater. Here's a set for the Arrows. Taking it down the line there is Burr. There's a pass to the right side. Taking a shot, getting it down is Taylor Wirtz. And that makes it 10-4. Taylor Wirtz with the kill. Ella Clements returns to the lineup for Richland Center. And the Hornets will serve it. Doing the honors is Tatum Rasick, their libero player. And here's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Horth sets it back for Foley, who drives it over and got it in on a tip by Richland Center. Hornets touched it on the back row, and that makes it 11-4 Lancaster. Arrows off and running in this one, up by 7. Susie Hoffman will serve for Lancaster. Hoffman coming in. There it is. Brings it right down the middle. Rasick with a pass. Kolstad to the near side, and Clements takes it over. Diving dig Lancaster. There's the set in the middle. A shot by Morgan. Kept live by Clements. Kept live by Wirtz. Hornets chasing in the stands. Kolstad got it over. Lancaster again trying it for the middle. Morgan drives it over, and that one's out of bounds. Side out Hornets, 11-5 here in the fourth. They lead the match 2-1 to Lancaster. Putting the pressure on, leading 11-5 in the fourth. Here comes the serve by Wirtz, and that's going to be a home run ace for Adeline Wirtz, and the Hornets are within 5. It is 11-6. Richland Center's first ace in the third set. Toma and Aquinas tied at 2 tonight. Luther has defeated Viroqua 3-0. There's the serve. Lancaster setting up for the left side, taking a shot into the net for Bale, and that makes it 11-7. Hornets getting back into it within 4. Going back to serve is Adeline Wirtz. Adeline with a run up. There is the serve. Right down the middle. Played now by McDonald. Pass to the middle. Tapping it and getting it over is Morgan. Pushed back by the Arrows. Pushed back by the Hornets. Lancaster got it over on a shot at the end there by Morgan. And that goes in for a 12-7 Lancaster lead. So the Arrows with a side out. Relly Horth will do the honors. Horth with a step up. There's the line drive. Net serve gives a point right back to the Hornets. 12-8. Into the game for Richland Center will be number 20, J.C. Gander, number 22, Rainey Walsh. And the Hornets will serve. Down by four here in the fourth. Here comes the run-up in the line drive serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Ball at the net. Blocked down by Ella Clements. Ella Clements waiting in the wings and pounced on that one to make it 12-9. Richland Center getting back into it. Rainey Walsh will serve. Walsh with a line drive. Far side. Going to be fielded now by the Arrows. Pass to the right. And now knocking it over is Bale. And it drops in. Arrows back on track with a side out, 13-9. And they'll get it back. Into the contest will be Audrey Foley. Let's see, back to serve will be Addison Morgan. Asia McDonald in the front left now. As Lancaster rotates around, Morgan with the approach. Arrows 13-9 leaders. There's the play in the back row. By the Hornets, back to the right, Walsh, and Bella is going to be Ella Clements getting it over, and down it goes. Hornets were hoping it was tipped, but it was not, and that'll make it 14-9, Lancaster in the fourth. Addison Morgan with the run-up, and here is the line drive serve, net serve, right back to the Hornets. 14-10, side out, Richland Center. Hornets leading it 2-1, they need a win to win in four. Lancaster needs two wins. Here's the serve by Clements. Fielded by the Arrows. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot is McDonald. Nice reaction by Pauls. Gets it back from Walsh. Danica takes it over and down it goes. That'll make it 14-11. Danica Pauls back in the act. That's her third kill of the fourth set. Here's the serve by Clements. Fielded by Rukoff. Ball to the left side. Punching it over is Hoffman. Kept live by the Hornets. Tough one. And back to the far side. Gander and Clements can't get it back on track. And that's going to be a point for Lancaster. 15-11. Arrows. Tatum Razek returns to the back row as the libero player. And serving will be Rukoff. Back row, Razek. Here's Walsh. And now Weiss takes a shot. And it's down. That one was right near the back line, and Lauren Rukoff decided to make a play with one hand and couldn't bring it back, and that makes it 15-12. Arrows by a three spot. Here comes the run-up by Danica Pauls. Far side, played by Rukoff. Pass to the left side, back row attack. Morgan drives it over and out of bounds, and the Hornets are within two. 15-13 in the fourth. Danica Pauls will serve. Here comes the approach, and it's a line drive serve. Arrows are called again for the back row being kind of out of sorts there. They had people out of the right, off the wrong spots. Let's see. Yep, it's going to be the third time tonight that that has been called, and the Hornets are within one. 15-14. The officials kind of explaining what's going on, and Danica Pauls awaits the chance to serve as the gym quiets. All right, here we go. Danica with a run-up, and there's the line drive serve. Played there by Rukoff. Pass to the left side. Now Morgan drives it over. Fielded now by the Hornets. Quick set on the right side. Taking a shot. Down it goes for Adeline Wirtz. And we are tied at 15. Adeline Wirtz and the Hornets. Timeout Lancaster. We're back to even. After the Arrows had a big lead early on, started out 5-0 here in the beginning of this one. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
15 apiece, Richland Center with the ball after the timeout. Hornets leading it 2-1, and they're trying to win after being down as many at one point. 5 points there, 6 points, 7 points, and 7 points a couple of times. It looks like 7 points, the biggest deficit tonight. Right now, the coach from Lancaster still talking it over with an near-side official. And the team's trying to keep fired up here. Richland Center on a nice roll. Lancaster had led 15-11, and the Hornets have scored four in a row. And following the timeout, Danica Pauls will serve. Now another timeout as a little bit of like condensation on the floor, it looks like. So they will work that out. All right, about ready to start again. Set number four, dead even at 15. Danica Pauls gets set to serve. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve, and it's going to be, that's an ace. Rukoff kind of hand on it, but the Hornets able to take the lead at 16-15 on an